And let's say you have someone, I'll straight it out in Kaddish. Start here. Let's say, someone doesn't have so much time to learn Torah. He still has to set time to learn Torah. That's what we try to set time to learn Torah. Because I'll say when they bring a person to judgment, they ask it. What's the first question they ask it?
You honest
to
business?
You honest to business? What's the second question?
You make time to learn Torah.
You make time to learn Torah. And I was already on the ball. You make time to learn Torah. Even if he's an ani, he still has to learn Torah. Right, he's a poor man, he needs money, he's begging all day. He still needs to take time to learn Torah. I think, why would you say it like this? You have a rich man, a poor man, and a Russia, they all come, the wicked person, they all come to judgment. They all come to have a hit. So the poor man, they tell him, why don't you learn Torah? If he said, I didn't have any money, you know what they're going to ask him? Were you poorer than Hillel HaZaken? And he tells the whole Gemara in Hillel HaZaken, and that's the other day. It says, every Jewish person is chayav to learn Torah. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're healthy, whether you are in pain, whether you're young, whether you're old. And even an ani, a poor man, who goes knocking on doors, even a husband, a wife, and children, he's still yichayev to make time to learn Torah. And day and at night. Like it says, so what does it mean to be kaveh of itim latara? So Chavetz Chaim said, what does it mean to be kaveh? They're going to ask you, do you set a time to learn? What does it mean? What does it mean to set a time to learn? Which means you should never change this time ever, even if you're going to make a lot of money. Like it's written in the Shulchan Aruch Sim Kufnone, which means Chavetz Chaim writes, kedai to always make a certain seder you do every single day. This seder I owe to, if it's a 5 minute seder after Shachar, so it's a 1 minute seder even. Some people say, learn halacha right after Shachar every day, no matter what, 7 days a week. Then you kaveh itim latara. Because even if you come to yeshiva, it's still kaveh itim latara means every single day I do this, no matter what.
Could
be, you have to say it every single day, no matter what.
Of course.
All the Chassidim say kaveh itim is a certain time. Like you kaveh a certain time. This is when I learn, no matter what.
Make it the same time every day.
If you don't,
you're not sure that you're going to make the time to learn that day.
Okay, sure. I'm sure it helps.
Also in the Karbanas and
everything. If you read the Sefer once every day at the same time, but it's interesting. Yeah, it's a thing. You just try to learn to work on this. To try to make a certain seder do every single day, 7 days a week. It's almost like a spider.
How big is seder?
Maybe even a minute. Okay, each person their love. But if let's say we learn the rest of the day, but I want for this topic, for this Indian, for this idea, I want to make sure to have something I do every day. It's Seder Zman, it's Friday, it's Shabbat. Even if you learn yeshiva whole day, still it needs to be kaveh itim. Something to be that's the Chavetz Chaim holds. You should do something, at least should try to do something that's chokhmah layam. The other Nachman also is very into that, making a set limud, set start. I learned this and this amount every day, besides what we learn in the ear, as we try to do in the morning a little bit. Ksas ear. But also to try to learn, make start. I do chumash every day. I want to do shnayim mikor, one aliyah every day. Or I want to do different things every day. These are things I do every day. I learn 12 halachos from Kitz Shulchan Aruch, from Menish Chai every day. And also, you should make projects with amounts. I want to do this amount of Kitz Shulchan Aruch every day.
The moment's like 6:30 every single day. I'm learning X.
Let's try. At least, we can. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But let's try at least. You know, this is what we try to do. Meaning, even if something comes up, we're not going to let things come our way. If this is my Seder, man, how much money I'm going to make right now. Oh yeah, you have to go this or that. This is what I'm going to do. Oh, it says it's not for nothing that the Torah is the mashal of the Torah. The mashal of the Torah is lacha. The Torah is a lot of mashalim, right? For the Torah. One of the things the Torah that we call the Torah lecha, bread. Like I said, lechu lachu lachu b'lachmi. It's just like lecha, the bread satisfies a person's heart. Right, the positive lechel of energy. So, right, if you don't eat bread for 1 or 2 days, you get very weak. For sure, if you don't eat bread for a week, you get even weaker a lot of time. Really, bread fills you up. By the way, you try to eat other things because bread is what fills you up. Out of our bread, it's like a lot of most of it's sugar, but real bread, but bread really fills you up. I mean, if we eat real bread, we'd probably be fine. We don't need to eat so much. We eat like fake bread. If we eat real bread, not the garbage of the bread, the real bread. Bread fills you up. And a person doesn't eat bread for a week, 2 weeks, they become very weak. And it's hard to ever regain that strength through other things. A certain strength you get from bread. And even people on diets, they say it's hard for them, even without bread, they go on diets, just eat protein. A certain energy you're missing from not eating bread, a certain...
There is a bread diet.
Just eat bread and not eat
bread.
Just bread.
It's a bread diet. You take 10, for a man up to 16 slices of diet bread, less than common. But the idea is that you need bread. It does something that you should have.
It helps,
a
certain cut.
You have that core, you can't diet.
Yeah, you need it. Even people that go on diets, so you can't really survive that, but even athletes, you see, they don't work a lot of people long term because they can't, certain part of the brain that doesn't function, can't function without bread. Speak to people on these diets, and a certain amount, unless they don't think so much, but people try to think, then they, then people like, let's say you try to learn Torah. I don't know, if you're doing other things, maybe it doesn't bother you so much sitting on a computer all day. You don't need so much of a brain, but let's say something. But it's a certain amount, so the Torah is like, what? That's what you're doing, yeah. So it says, that if a person doesn't learn for one day, they get weak. The Jewish person, their nefesh gets a little weak. They don't learn for a few days, their nefesh gets even weaker. Close again, if a person doesn't learn for a whole week, they get very weak. They would be very, very careful not to be bittul the kviyas. Never to stop doing or set learning. The learning I learn every single day, 7 days a week, one thing I learn, should learn a lot of things every single day, no matter what. This is what I learn. So then it's Friday, Shabbat, I always learn something. It could be two halachas, whatever it is, I learn this thing. Then, first be careful not to lose out from their bread, their sustenance, even for one day. Besides the fact that even once you miss one day, it also ruins the next day. Right? Like Chazal say in Tazveni, Yoim Yimam Yazveka. Right? The Torah says, if you abandon me one day, I'll abandon you 2 days. That's the Torah says. Meaning, it's not like you didn't learn from me one day, I also go a distance. Meaning, it's not like they're coming, he's not doing something worse. Saying, you distance me for one day, I also distance one day. So that means we're 2 days apart, right? It's not like he's fighting you back in the extras. I'm doing the same thing as you. You threw a distance from me one day, so I also went one day. So now we're a 2 day distance. Every day you distance from me, it comes not one day, it's 2 days. So he's saying it's very hard afterwards to start again, to start learning Torah again. And even though that he learns, if he's not always going to constantly be learning his kviyas, his set time, the Kedusha is not set on that learning as much. Whereas, so even if I learn one day and I don't learn the next day, it's not the same Kedusha that hovers over me. Then it's the Kedusha that if I learn every single day, keep on learning. Well, interesting. Say, it's the different level of Shechina coming. Say, Masha'ekin, a person every day, Kaveh learning, I have a set time to learn, I'm always learning, that there's a huge, awesome Kedusha that is hovers over a person and comes to the person every time he learns. Wow. He's saying the Kedusha is not as much. You bring that here, that could be why the Chavetz Chaim said, how could be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? He didn't have to daven. Right? He didn't have to. The Zohar said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't daven. His Torah was like old tefillahs, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't daven. How could it be? But, right? Why? So that we should also, why do we have to daven? Because if your Torah is so dear by you, you keep on learning constantly, then a different level of Shechina comes to you. You connect to Hashem in a different way. So if you keep on learning with such love for the Torah, then that Kedusha comes to you. You don't have to daven anymore. But us, our learning is like that. We stop learning to go to work. We stop for different things. So therefore, we can't get that level of Kedusha through our learning Torah. So it has a different power, the Torah. You say?
The opposite too.
What?
People that
the Gemara also said. Yeah, the Gemara also said that the people just daven the whole day and they come... It doesn't really say they didn't learn. The Gemara never said they didn't have to learn. The Gemara says they learned much less.
Shalom said himself that the Yad Vashem don't have time to learn. So give me a heart that teaches
the Torah. Yeah, no, there is. We're not going to talk to Hashem. Look around, there is a higher Torah comes higher, the straight Das. There is such a thing of Torah comes, we get straight Das. Through Tefillah. But again, he's getting the Torah pleasure from somewhere. I mean, the Gemara, there's no thing basically you can't, no learning. I mean, even if you dive on a whole day, the Gemara says, they're learning got a bracha. They learn for 1 hour, got a bracha. But you need to learn Torah. So it says over here that a person, their kviyas has to be every day, I have to learn. Like it's like a chayv. I owe to Hashem to learn every single day. I have to pay on my debt. Like the Gemara said, Erevin, that Rav Acha or Yaakov would borrow in the daytime and pay back at night. The Rashi says over here that if he would have to go, work in the daytime, so he would borrow money for the daytime, so to speak, and whatever he couldn't do in his learning schedule, he would pay back at night. That's what it means. If he could, he had a set learning. He wouldn't want to learn during the day. If he couldn't learn during the day, he would pay it back during the night. Like Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a set learning, you couldn't learn during the day, try to make it up. Try to make it up at night. Baruch Hashem says, where does it get involved? The kviyas. It's the same. It's not the same learning. You just have kviyas isim l'tera. You have set learning. That is a different, a whole level, different level of shchinah. So it's worth it. They say even after davening every day, if I learn, try to learn two halachas, even Friday and Shabbos, then kavei itim l'tera. I get a certain shchinah. All my learning, then it's a whole different learning. Everything I learn on a whole different level. Yeah, thank you. Only now, in Mekute Eitzus, Abbas Ve'amuna. Only Nun Vav. Good. Says, there are those, Yeshe Bar Malia Machshavas Ala Amuna Akhtasha. They have Machshavas of An Amuna, An Hashem. We have thoughts of questions. This is because Machba Shalai Naldu B'Kedusha Karai. They weren't born in Kedusha properly. And not only that, the Yesh. Shasivu Alei Ma'aseim Haraim Sha'asu Ma'asim. There was added onto them, other they also did Averus afterwards. Which also, these Averus caused them to have Kfirus. Ki Yesh Averus, there are those Averus, there are Averus. Shei Machnisim Kfirus Ba'adim, they enter denial into the person. There are certain Averus we do, that besides doing the Avera, they make a person have questions on Hashem, and questions of denial. So what's the ace of this? How do I get out of it? So let's say I was born not B'Kedusha. Let's say ready now I did Avera. So what do I do? We should be embarrassed and we have a broken heart that we have such thoughts. Not the whole day, but obviously at the right time. One who has such thoughts, which is against our emuna, he should be very, very embarrassed. That Averis brought him to such a state. And through the fact that he's being embarrassed and he has a broken heart, this will break his kfiras, his questions and his denial. And Gam also, we also said a very great advice for someone to strengthen their amuna, to speak out the amuna with his mouth. Even though I believe in Hashem, I say I believe it's for the best. Speak it out. Hashem, I know whatever you do is for the best. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Speak out the amuna. Speak out ani mamin. It's very important. Speak out the ani mamin after davening. That this also helps a person get amuna. Nun zayin. Misha yesh la amuna. Chayav chayav. The one who has amuna, his life is a life. You can call it a life. Ava b'lay amuna chas v'shalom. Without amuna, in like Chaim Klal, the person has no life at all. The person has no emunah, he has no life. It's not like, oh, he's living, he's having a good life, he's doing good, he does whatever he wants. Someone who doesn't have emunah, they don't believe in Hashem, looks like they do what they want, they have no life. Their life's getting emunah. There's no person that doesn't have all kinds of issues in their life and problems. Every person is born to toil. And when a person has emuna, as a filuk shebavel of yisurim, mitzaris chasham, even when he has problems and pain and all type of problems, yuchal anachav is aspect. He person could console himself. It's for Hashem. Hashem's giving it to me. Ki Hashem is sparking yirachem elav. Hashem is having mercy on me. V'yetev acharisa. Hashem now by giving me these problems, he's making it good for me in the future. By yisurim and the pain, him lo taybul kapar. It's a good and it's for atonement. Because everything that Hashem does, who bevadei l'tayve gederla, certainly for a great tayve, Hashem is doing me a great favor. So everything Hashem does for me is certainly a great favor. So that's a person who has it when he has a good life. So Hashem's for sure doing this to help me. I'm a machaker, but let's say I have a philosopher. She'ein lo yamuna. He doesn't have yamuna. Because Jebalav is a tzara, ein lo yamilafnais. When a problem comes upon him, he has nowhere to turn. There's nothing to give himself life. Well, the Nachman is asked to console himself. Al-Kain, therefore, ein lo shum chayim klal. The person who doesn't believe in Hashem has no life at all. He's going with Ad Hashem. He's not focusing on the fact that Hashem is watching over him. But through Emunah, Chayim Tovim Tamid, a person's life is always good, like you mentioned earlier. Baruch Hashem. Today we're going to try to wrap up the sugya, at least this part of the sugya. Of that egg on Rosh Hashanah. The egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the halacha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Okay, 15, 20 lines from the bottom. Like, up to Rav Adar Rav Shalman. Baruch Hashem, no, you're terrible. You have it, Rishmuel? Rav Adar Rav Shalman. Tarvayim Beit Kluchas. They're both from the place called Beit Kluchas. Amri, they both say the following. Afilu mitakonas Rav Yechlem and Zakai Ve'ela. Even from the takono of Rav Yechlem and Zakai Ve'ela. Beitza Asura. The egg is still Asura. Egg born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is still Asura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. My time, what's the reason? We're post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? And now that means we accept Eidin after Mincha, right? Which means that really there's two Kedushas, like we explained earlier, right? That means there's two Kedushas. So should be Mutter on the second day. Why in the world is the egg still Usher? It should be Mutter. That's how Rabbi came at the beginning of Hayyam Alf. Rabbi said, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it should be Mutter. Says, no. My time, huh? What's the reason it's the egg is still forbidden on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Mehiri, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Shmini Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And what's going to happen if we tell you, so the Gemara is saying now, this interesting, you have to realize, we're saying if you we're going to permit you to eat the egg on the second day, then what's going to happen? Mehiri, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Shmini Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Yamra, the people are going to say the following. Eshtekad, last year, Mi loyachlenu beitza b'yom tev sheni. Did we not eat the egg on yom tev sheni? We ate the egg on yom tev sheni. So if so, just like last year, even though we remember the egg born on the first day, we ate on the second day, hashtanami. Now also we should eat the egg. But what's the problem? The loyadi, they don't know the eshtika that last year, shtei kedushas ate. Last year, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, right? And we accepted the Eidim after Mincha, we weren't afraid of any Levium getting mixed up with the Shir. There were two Kedushas. Vahas went now. Once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, what happens? We go back to pre-Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And again, we don't accept Eidim after Mincha. And therefore, we say you have to keep 2 days. It's Kedusha Achas. Now it's Kedusha Achas. And therefore the egg is Aser. So therefore, even now the egg is Aser. So again, come the Adar of Shalman from the same town, the Chabrusas, they say, we have a reason, even post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why the egg is still Aser. Why? Because if we permit this egg this year, right, what's going to happen? Next year, we go back to the Takano like it was pre-Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? And we don't take Eidim anymore after Mincha, because we're afraid the Levim are going to get messed up with the Shir. So then again, Bestin says, if the Eidim don't come till Mincha, there's for sure 2 days. Which means it's Kedusha Achas. And therefore the egg born on the first day is Aser on the second day. So since we don't want them to get confused, even now already we say it's Aser, we're going to say that it is, the egg is Aser.
He's agreeing with
Rabbi
Yosef just on another reason.
Oh, he's agreeing to Rabbi Yosef, the egg is still Aser. For a totally different reason. See, we're just saying it's like zero. We want to keep the old rules so you don't get confused. So which means, even though after Rabbi Yosef and Zakkai, we will, yes, accept the Edom after Mincha, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is changing someone, right? We're going to, yes, accept the Edom, and we're going to accept the Edom after Mincha, right? We're going to accept the Edom after Mincha, but still, the second day Yom Tov is still going to be, the second day is still going to have Kedusha, going to have Kedusha Achas. Fine. Comes where I ask the question, if so, if you're going to tell me you're afraid that people are going to do the wrong thing when they're going to rebuild, Eidos Nami, Lein Kabel, the Eidos also you shouldn't accept. My time, what's the reason? Mehera, Yibana Besamikdosh. Speedily, the Besamikdosh is going to be rebuilt. The Yavu, what are people going to say? Eshtekat. Last year, Mila Kavanu, didn't we accept Eidos HaChadosh, Kalayim Kulay? Didn't we accept the Eidos on the new moon the whole day? The Hashtanami Nekaba. So now also let us accept it. Say the same way you want to tell me. The egg is also on the second day. Why? So you don't get confused after Bissetic was rebuilt. So therefore, even now it's Aster. Even though you eat the egg, you tell me it's Aster. If so, you shouldn't accept the Eidim from Mincha and on. Because people are going to be confused after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Basically, what's Gemara asking on Rav Adar Rav Shalman? According to your logic, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai should have never retracted any takana. Because you should be afraid. How can you tell me you're going to lie and take Eidim from Mincha and on? But maybe people are going to be confused when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. They're going to get confused. Which means, according to your logic, the whole Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't make sense. We're saying, maybe your whole logic is wrong. Because if so, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's whole takana never doesn't make, the whole thing doesn't make sense. So my answer is no. Hachi hash. Hasam over there, Eidos Mesur Lebestin. In the case where Bestin is accepting the testimony from Mincha and on, it's Allah that's given over to Bestin. It's Allah or Bestin. And they're learned people. So they'll understand the halacha that once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we go back to the way it was originally. That we don't accept Eidim from Mincha and on, because the Levim are going to get messed up with the Shir. So over there, we're not worried about next year. If this year, the Zakan is not here anymore, therefore it's fine. Our base of the egg, Lakom Masura. The egg is given over to everybody. Everybody has eggs. And Rashi says, what's the problem? Not everybody asks the rabbis questions. Everybody's going to have eggs. And what's going to happen if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? Right? A person's egg on the board on the first day. A person's going to say, last year I ate the egg. So this year also I can eat the egg. So why don't they just ask? Rashi says, some people don't ask the rabbi. Some people don't ask questions. Not everyone asks questions. This is what Rashi to remember. Not everyone asks the questions. So Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Nehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, speedily Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. V'tachzer Takana Rishayna, and we'll go back to the original Takana, Shaloi L'kabal Eidos, that we don't accept the Eidim, Ela Ad HaMincha, only till Mincha. And then it's going to be 2 days, it's going to be Kedusha Achas. And then for the egg born of this, it will be usher the next day. So Mar said, if so, maybe we shouldn't accept Eidim from Mincha and on also, because people are going to get confused when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Mar says, no. The halacha of Kedusha Chodesh is Mesur Lebest. What does Rashi? In this Kakim Lahem, El Lebestin. They're not required to them only Bestin. I mean, only Bestin has to get involved with these Eidim. The Heim Yodim, and they know Ta'amai Shal Dabar. They know the reason why we're allowed to accept the Eidim from Mincha and on, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Well, they're not going to make a mistake next year when there is a Beis HaMikdash. They'll know that now we don't accept the Eidim anymore after Mincha. But the egg lakom asur. What does Rashi say? Liyad hakol ibat. In the hands of everyone it comes. Not just the best. The ein hakol ba'in lisha. And not everyone comes to ask questions. They're going to rely on their minik. So people aren't going to come to ask, oh, the Beis is rebuilt. I mean, it's a random thing. This guy, fine. The Beis is rebuilt. We have to bring a lot of karbanos. It's very nice. What does it do with my egg? The guy who's never Zaychus to learn Pesach's base, he never came over here to Chushul Chazi, he never spent time learning. So the guy said, where's the egg? The Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, it's very nice. But every year, it's Hilchos Yom Tov. What does it do with? So my egg is born on the first day. We know the rule is, the halacha says, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter to eat it. So now also, who cares? It has nothing to do with it. So since they're not going to understand, they didn't learn Zaychot to understand, the reason why the egg is usher, why it's mutter in the second day is only because it's Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh came and took over the Zaychot. But once the Zaychot is back on, it's one Kedusha, another without Surah. They don't understand this whole lamedness. They don't see the connection between an egg and the Mishnah being rebuilt. And the Levim seeing it, they don't get that connection. Therefore, they're going to make a mistake, they're going to eat it. So therefore, even now, we make the egg usher, so no one should make a mistake in the future. That's the pshat of Rav Adda and Rav Shalman from Beit Kluchas. Rav Amar, I also agree to Rav Yosef and Rav Adda and Rav Shalman for a different reason. Rav is going to come and he's going to tell us, you didn't understand the whole takana, what Rav Yechem and Zakkai did. You saw Rav Yechem and Zakkai told you that you can accept the Eidin after Mincha, right? Let's say the Eidin come after Mincha. Eidin come after Mincha, right? What do you think happens? What do you think happens if the Eidin come after Mincha?
You thought that it would be
You thought you'd only keep one day. You'll only have to keep one day, which is one Kedusha. I mean, let's say there's no Mishnah Kedusha now, right? Come to Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, it says, we accept Eidim from Mincha and on. So what do we understand until now? If we accept the Eidim today, even after Mincha, what does that mean? If you accept the Eidim, then...
Let's say after the Tekana, that you could only accept.
Right.
This is until Mincha. Right. So then, if they came after Mincha, then it's like one, it's Kedushas Akas.
Right.
But after Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai repealed that Tekana,
right,
and they could accept it all day,
right,
then if they came, whatever time they came, even after Mincha, it's Shnei Kedushas. Is that right?
Okay.
And which would mean it would be Rosa Bezet, Mutter Bezet.
Oh, so again, comes Rava and says, well, what's Rava? Comes Rava, what is Rava saying? Rava is saying like this, that, let's see Rava inside. Rava Amar, Af mi takana Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai Veila, even from the takana Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai and on, Beitza Asura, the egg is still usher on the second day. Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai never made the egg mutter on the second day. We're still going to keep a second day Yom Tov. Because me, loy, my, the Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, the Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai not agree, that even if the Eidim come from Mincha and on, that we're going to keep and we're going to have this day holy and the next day holy. Meaning what? What did Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai do? What did he do? What did Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai do?
He just said you can accept the testimony after Mincha. Didn't address the issue. He didn't change the Kedusha of the Akasi part of it.
Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai only did what he's saying. You used to not be able to accept Eidim after Mincha. From now on, you could accept Eidim after Mincha. Right? We thought until now, what does that mean? We thought, so if you're accepting the Eidim after Mincha, that means you're willing to make just today Yom Tov. Right? You're willing to, right, Hanan? If you're accepting Eidim after Mincha, what are you willing to do? That means just today is going to be Yom Tov. And not tomorrow. So therefore, should we permit it? Therefore, the egg should be mutter, we say, because that means it's two Kedushas. There's only one day which is really up. Two Kedushas. Actually, once he's saying, no, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai never did that. He never uprooted that part of the Takana. Only the uprooted one, he said, that you used to not be able to accept Eidim after Mincha. Right, Ben? You used to not be able to accept Eidim after Mincha. What did Rabbi Yechon Zakkai say now? You used to not be able to accept them after Mincha.
Because
Rabbi Yechon Zakkai said, you can't accept them. Good. However, he's still going to hold you, you're still going to have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. Because since that was the original takana, the original takana was you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov, right? Which means the Kedusha Achasi. The Rav Chaim Zaken never changed that. It's Kedusha Achas. And therefore, if it was born on this day, it's Aser on the next day. So what did Rav Chaim Zaken do exactly? All he said was, if the Edim come from Mincha and on, we'll count this as the first day of the month. Which means 10 days later will be Yom Kippur, and 15 days later will be Sukkot. That's all he did. But he never changed this Indian of 1 day or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. There's still going to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Even post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So therefore, the egg born on the first day is also on the second day. Let's see Rashi. Mila Baita of Chulub, 3 lines at the bottom. Af al gab, even though the Tikkun, even though he established, even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established Lekabal Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayat, who can accept the Eidus HaChodesh the whole day, Lias Mainin, to count Mayadais, to count for all the holidays coming up Minar Rishon, for the first day. And today is considered the first day, even if they come from Minchan on today, is considered the first of the month. Even if the Eidim come after Minchan, which is considered today the first of the month. Avalila says Yom Tov Sheni, but from making a second day of Yom Tov, line the Ekor Takar, they didn't uproot Takar Rishoyna in Mekaima. The original Takar was not uprooted from its place. And therefore, we still hold you have to keep 2 days, which means it's Kedusha Achas. And therefore, another Mazeh is Asur Mazeh. Which is what happens now. The beginning of the sugya, how did I hope this part of the sugya start? Itmar. How do you start from the Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom of the Dalet Amud Beis? What do we say? Itmar. 3 lines to the bottom. What do we say? Shnei Mimtayim Rosh Hashanah. You have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ushmuel the Amrita Vayim. Rav Ushmuel both say, no, the Bezeh was born on this day, Asur Bezeh, Asur on the next day. Good? That's what Rav told us? Fine. What's the reason for this Rav? Why is it us? The Gemara asks, well, post Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, right? Rabbi came and told me, post Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, it should be mutter the egg. If you ask Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, the egg should be mutter. Post Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, there's only really 1 day. So if it's born in 1 day, it should be mutter the next day. First, the Gemara had an interesting time for Rabbi Yosef. That's not my post Lord, it's not an Eitz Yisrael. But according to these three pshat that we have now, Rabbi Yosef, Rav Adar, Rav Shalman, and Rava. Now we understand Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel started saying what? No the bezeh, asur bezeh. Good? At first, I didn't understand. Why should the egg be asur on the second day? We're post against Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, right? We're post against Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, right? We're post against Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. We accept Eidim from Mincha now. So how many Kedushas are there? There's 2 Kedushas post Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So the egg should be on the first day. It's just like 2 days Chutz La'aretz, right? Just like 2 days Yom Tov Chutz La'aretz. So he's born on the first day, it's mutter on the second day, right? So post Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai also should be mutter, right? So the Gemara has 4 pshatim. Why? It's still aser. Either it's really still mutter, just they were talking about Yisrael, they were talking about Chutz La'aretz. We have Rabbi Yosef's pshat. Why should it still be aser? According to Rabbi Yosef, what did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef told me that anything that was made with a minion, you have to matter it with a minion. Right? So since we never matter the egg with a minion, the egg remains usr. So that makes now we understand why Rav and Shmuel should say it's usr. Or we have the pshat of Adar of Shalmon, right? They say it's a gzeira because of the future. Really, technically, that egg should be mutter. But we're worried about the future, you're going to get confused. So that's where the egg is usr. Or Rav's pshat is that even post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they never took it away from me 2 days. The whole Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was only regarded the accepting of the Eidos. Avad is still 2 days. It's still 2 days Yom Tov. It's Yom Erechta. They never understand why no the Mezeh should be Asura Bazeh. But that's the picture over here, a little bit of the picture with what went on over here in our Gemara. Now the ones you take us back even farther back. This is what we're quoting originally. We're quoting this Rav. Hilchasa kavasei the Rav. The halacha is like Rav. Bahani flas in these three cases. Bein lekula bein lechor. Whether he's strict or lenient, in these three cases, we're going to go like Rav. So what are these three cases? So first of all, you have the case we were just talking about now, right? By Rosh Hashanah, right? If it's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's still us, or the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's still us. Good. Then Rashi and Dalam Abbas brought us all three cases, right? It really starts with Dalam Al. Right? And we had the case of the egg was born on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, with Asr also the next day on Shabbos. Right? And then we had the case of 2 days of Gol, 2 days of Yom Tov and Golos. Right?
Lenient.
That one he's lenient on. Maybe. Right.
So you have the same three spars abroad that he had previously. It's just, are you telling me at the end of all of this that the halakha is going to follow Rav because of the same three reasons that he had previously on Dalet on the base?
It's the same thing. We were just quoting this Rav. The same Rav. Rav is. Right. Rav, it was just. We brought it down. We brought this thing down. And then we brought down the Gemara, brought down all three cases at length, each case. And then, with, by the way, that we're saying, remember we started off originally, really not really
Gemara.
Right, I mean, the Gemara originally was really quoting us, quoting this last Gemara. We hold like Rav in these three cases, that we'll hold up, we'll pass that love to be like Rav in these three cases. Fine, we'll stop with Rav, so we'll try to do Chazara on this whole picture. Thank you.